I was abandoned only at the age of 4. My mother didn't seem to want me anymore. My dad, he... if you could barely call him that, I mean... in and out of prison all my life. Then, my brother and my sister... well, my brother was killed... by my dad, sadly. My sister, though... she went off to make something of herself. And then she never came back. She was keeping in touch. It wasn't anything that... you know, she was mad when she left. She just went out to get away. And she wanted to do a good thing and have a good life and get out of all this craziness in the world. Our world. When she left, I'll never forget the fight that went on between her and my aunt. I'll tell you one thing. Our aunt taking us in sure was a blessing. But sometimes I know she wished she hadn't done it. I started drugs when I was 16 years old. I then went on to much worse things. And I was hellbound, that's for sure. Until one day, I ran across this little white building way out in the country. I stumbled up on it by mistake. I was running away from home again. I didn't expect to find what I found in it. It was a little church. They were having service at the time, and it was my only place to hide. It was crazy in there. People were shouting and screaming and running all over the place. I didn't know what to do. I would almost rather face my aunt. I was so scared. And then the preacher... he said something that... really freaked me out. He called my name out.
Jacob. Jacob.
Come up here, young man. Hid underneath the pew. I was already hiding there. And I tried to hide myself even further away from the view, but it was already too late. I had already been recognized. So I crawled out from underneath the pew and he said, Come on up here, young man. As I started to walk towards him, I was shaking all over. I didn't know what was going to happen. Then he said something to me I've never forgotten. Never. He looked straight in my eyes and said, Son,
I know the pain you're going through.
I know the pain you're going through.
I know the hurt. I know the frustration.
I know the hurt.
I know your anger.
I know the frustration.
It's filled deep within.
I know your anger.
I know the hate
deep within.
That you have.
I know
towards
the hate
your mother,
that you have
your dad and the
towards
world.
Your mother, your dad, and the world. Oh, he was so right. I was filled with this bitterness I couldn't control. I'd already stabbed a fellow student. One more thing like that, and I was going to be gone forever. Then he said to me something that really changed my life. He said, Son, why are you doing this? Why are you going down this path?
Why?
Why? I don't know what it was. Something really grabbed a hold of me. I felt something grab me. It wasn't him either. I felt chills all over. And I, all of a sudden, I started crying. I said, I don't know. I don't know why. I'm so hurt. All this time. I've not been able to understand why. Why that a God is so loving and caring would do such a thing. I don't know why. I don't know. And before I knew it, I was bawling and I was overflowing with a bubbling joy inside me that I had never felt. And then the past began to pray for me. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that day. After that, I began going to church weekly, regularly. And I became very active in the church. My youth group, and eventually I started going on mission trips. I only went on 2 or 3, but they were still life-changing for me. And then something really tested my faith, and I almost went back to my old ways again. I decided it'd be better if instead of letting the evil win, to let the good in to defend me from everything it put me through all these years. I had a choice, but I always decided to choose evil over good. Why did I do that? I don't know. But once I got into church, and once I really felt, I guess it was God, once I really felt being grabbed by something, once I really had that life-changing experience, I never, ever looked at life the same way again. I've been made fun of. All my old friends, well, I thought they were my friends. They're nowhere to be found. But that's okay. I thought it was going to be hard transitioning from all that, but it wasn't. It was all smooth, and I guess God just paved the way. And it's funny how God works. You know, I was running away to kill myself. I was running to end my life. But on the run from the law, I found the Lord. Funny how that works. But it's true. If had it not been for that little white church on the side of the road, I thought I found temporary refuge. But in God, I found permanent refuge. I'm Jacob. Jacob Middleton. And this was my testimony. The program you just listened to was a fictional dramatization by Nathan Toon. Voice acted by Nathan Toon. Improvised, totally 100% by Nathan Toon. For more information about Nathan Toon, visit www.nathantoon.com. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Toon. Like his Facebook page and subscribe to his YouTube account. Also, follow Toon Radio at Toon_radio on Twitter and like it on Facebook. Until next time, goodbye and God bless from Toon Radio.